on to for dear life.
Number one is hold on to for dear life. Any other names for that?
Saddlehorn.
That's a pretty good one, though. Number two?
Some people called it the seat, but it was had another name. Okay.
What about number three? It's a little piece.
I don't know what that was called.
Okay.
This is the cinch.
Number, what is that, 13?
And this is the stirrups.
Number 10 is the stirrups.
Okay. Wasn't there some part of this that was called a pommel? P-O-M-M-E-L?
Yeah, it does sound familiar, and I'm not sure what
but I don't know what part it was.
Okay.
This is a cinch.
Number 13 is a cinch. What about this thing right here? I can't read that number. Is that an 8?
I think it's supposed to be an 8. It's the only number that's missing.
Do you know what that piece is called or what it's for?
Well, then this is the stirrup.
Uh-huh.
And then you have a 9 in here.
Yeah.
No, I don't remember what that's called. A lot of saddles didn't have that particular piece on them. That was more for decoration.
I see. Okay, number 8. And what about number 7? Did these have names too? I know you've said this is the cinch, but do these straps individually have names that you can remember?
Mm-mm.
Okay. That's all right. Did the saddle you use look pretty much like that? Or are there some differences? Like you said, some of them didn't have this.
Some of these were not that fancy. That piece was on there.
Okay.
But they weren't that fancy.
That's, if I'm not mistaken, from what I've gathered from people, this is typically to protect the horse from your legs. Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. Did you ever use any saddles that looked very different from this? This is sort of a Western saddle.
This is the Western saddle.
Did you ever use anything else?
But there was a part of it that was called the pommel, and there was a part of it that was called... oh, golly, that's a lot of years ago.
Yeah.
My brother could tell you all of that jazz. I can't.
Okay. I've only had one person so far really be able to go through this whole thing. Everybody else, male, female.
I have a brother that's worked on the Flying W Ranch for so long. He's retired, but he still works every day.
Really? Well, I did talk to somebody at the extension agency down in Springfield who said, that's the way it is. I said, are there any retired ranchers and farmers? And he said, no, that's not what they do.
And see, Springfield used to be a real cattle country and feedlots. They still have quite a few feedlots there, don't they?
Yeah, I think so.
I know we used to hold our nose.
Yeah, I got some of that, around there. Do you know what a lariat is? Is that a term they use around here? Lariat?
It's a rope.
It's a rope used for catching things. Mm-hmm. Is it the same thing as a lasso or a lasso?
Yes.
How would you say that? I've heard lasso or lasso.
Lasso.
Okay, that's the way it looks like it's spelled.
They were used for roping cattle.
Okay. There's a thing I've used one too many times. It's a sort of a metal basin that's used to hold things, and you have two handles on it and one wheel.
A wheelbarrow?
Is that used around here much? Is that used in farming a bit or ranching at all?
Most everyone that's on a farm has a wheelbarrow.
You still got to use something like that, huh? How about a gunny sack? Does that sound familiar to you?
I sewed many a gunny sack shut with